Sorry, I don't know how to keep doing this. Just guest user, okay. Should never have technology in a lecture, should you? We'll come back to that and see if we can listen to it later. We'll carry on and then we'll come back. Okay, so we were ready for another invasion. Okay, we've had the Romans, we've had the Angles and Saxons, but we're not going to be left alone. Some more people want to come and attack this island, and you've read about them. Oh, sorry, before that. Sorry. Look, I'm missing a page. Sorry. Oh, well, I'm missing a page, but I remember this one, so I have to... Right, sorry. Before we go to the Vikings, we've got... some more Romans came to Britain with St. Augustine. He was a missionary, and his job was to convert the Angles and Saxons and the Jutes to Christianity. We said the Celts were polytheistic. The Angles and Saxons also believed in many gods. But St. Augustine's mission was to convert the people living in this island to Christianity. Right? He wanted them to be monotheistic, to believe in one God. This was his job. And so when he came, he introduced the Latin language to the British Isles. And he established churches and schools. Before this, there were no schools. And the language taught in schools was Latin. So if you wanted to go to school, you had to learn Latin. So words entered the English language at this time are to do with religion and education. So words like candle, mass, master for religion, for school, angel. They'd never heard of angels before the Angles and Saxons. St. Augustine introduced the idea of angels, priest. So many words to do with religion and education entered the language with St. Augustine. And he also began literacy. Before this, there was most of the population couldn't read. And so he started to produce religious books, Bibles, in Latin. And he adapted the Latin to the sounds of the Anglo-Saxon languages. And this is actually a Celtic cross. This is Celtic art, but for Christianity. So they use the Celtic art to produce crosses. So he's introducing Christianity and all of the words to do with Christianity and education. So Latin starts to have a big role in the English language. So we've got a few words from Celtic. We've got the Germanic base of the Angles and Saxons with words to do with daily life. And then we've got Latin for things to do with religion and education. And then we get our next invasion, the Vikings. And this Viking invasion began in 787 AD. And it continued, the Viking presence in the British Isles continued until the 11th century. They were quite fierce-looking people. Because of the geography, so Scandinavia is north. When they landed in the UK, what part of the UK did they land in? Any idea? Not as far as Scotland, but the northeast coast. And their capital was Jorvik. Do you know where that is today? We've shortened that a little bit. What do you think it is today? York, yes. Yeah. So York is the old Viking capital. So they established their capital, and they established their kingdom in the northeast part of the British Isles. In the south, we have the Angles and Saxons. To the west, some of the Celtic people. And their king, their first king was King Canute, C-A-N-U-T-E. Eventually, there was a unification. The Vikings and the Angles and Saxons joined together to form one country. And as late as 1044, there was a Danish king on the throne in the British Isles. Harald II was the Danish king. So it was a very strong influence of the Scandinavian languages and the culture on the British Isles from the Viking invasions. 1,500 place names in English have Scandinavian origins. So if you see a town that ends in B-Y, you know that that town was originally a Scandinavian town. So towns like Whitby in the northeast of England. Do you know any other towns ending in BY? Corby?
Derby?
Derby, yes. So that BY tells you that these towns were of Scandinavian origin. And also Thorpe, T-H-O-R-P-E. The villages also were Scandinavian. And of course, a lot of our vocabulary comes from Scandinavian languages. So words like die, it's not a very good one, egg, sky, sister, reindeer. I go, of course, reindeer, because we didn't have any reindeer in. So these words enter our language from Scandinavian languages. So we had a Danish king, King Harald II. We have the unification of the Scandinavian people, the Angles and Saxons. But we're ready for one more invasion. And a very important date in English history, a date that all, well, I don't know all, but most, I think in every country you have dates in your history that you know. Yes? What country are you from? Are you from Spain? So I'm sure Spanish people have important dates in your history that you, all school children learn.
Yeah.
Yeah? Can you tell us a date?
Okay. 1956, we start the Civil War.
Okay. Civil War, so that's very important. Yeah. So, important date for British people is 1066 and the Norman invasion.